For a number of kids getting treatment for complex mental health needs, there are no options for them in Wisconsin. As a result, many of them are being sent to treatment facilities far away from their families and loved ones in places as far away as Utah and Georgia. Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisContext. He recently took a closer look at this issue as part of a collaboration with Wisconsin Public Television and their look at trauma-informed care. He talked to Central Time producer J. Carlisle Larson earlier today.
So finding in-state facilities for children needing mental health treatment in particular hasn't always been an issue in the state. When did it start becoming a problem here?
The folks I talked to said that it really started becoming a problem around 2015, and it's been getting worse basically since then.
What's leading to that? What's causing this to get worse?
It seems there's a few factors, but the biggest one seems to be a reduction in the number of beds in state treatment beds at residential care centers.
Yeah, so these are places where these kids can actually go get the treatment they need, I think ideally in a space near home, but we're finding that that isn't what's happening anymore. So can you tell us a little bit about, the children that do need care and what kind of treatment they actually do need?
Right, yeah, so these are children with the most complex needs. The folks I talked to said that often they have issues with aggression, are at high risk for suicide. Sometimes they have a tendency to try to run away, which puts them at risk for trafficking. Essentially, they have really the most complex and high needs for behavioral health.
Sure. So these children in particular need a level of care that they're not getting at home, maybe aren't getting in the foster system, and so really do need these in-depth treatments. How have they been treated in the past? Obviously, 2015 was kind of a big moment for these facilities, but I guess taking a look back, what did it used to be like for these kids?
So it used to be that there were generally enough beds in state at residential care centers. But over the last 5, 6, 7 years, several of these centers have closed and a number of others have reduced the number of beds that they have at their facilities that remain open. So it used to be quite a bit easier to find facilities in state for these children. In past years, it was maybe a dozen or so children who had to be sent out of state to facilities. And that number has really risen in the last few years.
Sure. And those facilities out of state, where are these kids actually getting sent?
All over the place. It's essentially where they can find, where the agencies can find facilities for them. So it ranges everywhere. In the last couple of years, kids have been sent to New Mexico, as far as New Hampshire, Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Arkansas. A number of children have been sent to facilities in Tennessee, Georgia, and Arkansas. But it's really all over the place. And then also states close to Wisconsin as well, Iowa, Illinois, Michigan.
But still not here, not close to, you know, support systems that many, I think, mental health experts would want these kids close to. Can you describe some of these facilities, what's actually there and I guess why they're so far? It kind of seems like these are campuses nationwide.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know myself a lot about the specifics of some of these facilities. I know that a number of the children have been sent to youth villages, which has facilities outside of Memphis, Tennessee, and then others in Georgia as well. And these facilities are kind of on large campuses, have multiple levels of care within them. There are locked portions and unlocked portions. It's much more of a campus situation than I think a lot of the facilities in state are, because there is a range of care that's provided there. And then there's other facilities in other states that people I've talked to, in particular an assistant state public defender, said that some of the facilities really feel a lot more prison-like. They have really high wire fences all the way around them. They're completely locked. Kids are being given kind of or forcibly given treatments that they don't want. So there's a really wide range in the types of facilities.
And can you talk a little bit about some of the treatments that public defenders take issue with that these kids are getting?
Yeah, the one that really stood out to me was the case of a child who was in a facility out of state who was forcibly sedated repeatedly. Is basically, I guess, for behavioral reasons, but that forcible sedation is not allowed in comparable facilities in Wisconsin, but it is allowed in some of these other states.
Insofar as you're able to answer this question, and maybe you can't, have any of these public defenders said, please don't do these treatments to these children, even though they're in your state? They're not here, but do any state laws, I guess, go to these facilities?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question. I do know that they sometimes they have worked to get these children out of facilities that they feel are giving inappropriate treatments, or the ones that feel a little bit more prison-like. I know that they – and sometimes it is hard. It takes a while to get them a different placement just because options are so limited.
We're talking to Will Cushman right now. He's an associate editor of WisContext, and he's with us to talk about a dwindling number of beds at state-run facilities for children who have a whole range of mental health issues, issues with trauma, and many of them are being sent out of state for treatment and sort of the issues that, you know, come with sending those kids away. So looking back at, you know, some of these kids, as I mentioned, are getting sent out of state. What impact is that on those kids and their families?
Yeah, the folks I've talked to said that the impact is not great. Even though the children would be out of home anyway, it makes it more difficult to maintain connections with their families. Mm-hmm. I know that at some facilities they are allowed multiple kind of like teleconferences a week with their families. So that helps a little bit, but the families can't readily visit their child if they're 900 miles away. It just makes it really difficult. And they've also said that it makes it more difficult to transition children back into their communities after receiving treatment. There's a dislocation that goes along with these really long distances, and it makes it difficult to maintain care and get the kids back in the communities. Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that familial connection gets a little bit strained as they're further away.
Exactly.
So, you know, part of the investigation or the look or the work that you did on this was part of a documentary out of Wisconsin Public Television that looked at the issue of kids being sent out of state for these complex mental health treatments. We're going to take a quick listen to Eileen Fredericks. She's an assistant public defender. And this is what she said about the problem.
I think people would be concerned if they knew that right now our options are so limited that we're sending kids out of state. We used to have a lot more options for kids, and I feel like they have just, over, you know, the past 9 years I've been here, just gotten worse and worse in terms of, you know, foster homes, group homes, treatment centers, all of them, those options have kind of gone away.
So having heard from Eileen, are we hearing the same thing from other public defenders?
Yeah, one of Eileen's colleagues actually is also quoted in the documentary and in the piece that's running on WisContext as saying that really he thinks that this situation is unconscionable, the fact that children are being sent hundreds of miles away from their families and their communities. And it's prompted him to speak out in a way that he normally wouldn't.
So the people that have been following this story have pointed to the fact that there is a lack of legal clarity when it comes to running one of these facilities, setting up one of these facilities. What are they saying here?
Right. So they're saying that the state right now bans quote unquote secured facilities. But there's a lack of understanding or lack of clarity about what the term secured actually means in practice. So people are wondering if a campus, a treatment facility could have just one wing that's locked for certain purposes while keeping the rest of it open? That's one question. And then also there's a work group that Lance Horzhefsky was a part of also recommended that the state look reconsider its ban on the use of cameras in these facilities. I guess it's pretty much standard practice outside of the state in treatment facilities to record what's going on. It's considered a best practice. And right now, Wisconsin bans that practice.
So in closing, we don't have a lot of time left, but what do advocates want to see changed here?
Advocates want to see an increased number of beds in the state, and they also want to see less need for these beds in the first place. I think this is a part of a wider crisis in the child welfare system. I know I talked to a spokeswoman at the Department of Children and Families, and she said that they are really committed to reducing the need for out-of-home care in the first place, which would hopefully reduce pressure on these beds and allow these children with the most complex needs to stay in-state rather than being sent so far away.
Will, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thanks so much.
That was Will Cushman, associate editor of WisContext. He talked to Central Time producer Jay Carlisle Larson about his look at the lack of in-state facilities for youth mental health treatment here in the state. You can find his piece online at wiscontext.org.